What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Smitty Sports Talk Podcast, where today I'm going to be talking about the Sixers and Joel Embiid and their road woes as they do continue every game and every road trip, as this team just can't get it together on the road. I don't understand how they can't get it together on the road. I don't know where the energy gets lost from, because I would have more energy, you know, going into an opponent's building, just having all these, you know, problems and just having people know that you haven't been good on the road. You got to go out there and just keep feeding, man. You got to go out there and just punish and punish and punish. But nope, not at all. Not even a little bit. They're 9-18 on the road. That's abysmal. That's bad. 9-18 is not good no matter what, okay? I don't know how Brett Brown doesn't get a sense of urgency from this team when they're on the road. When they're at home, the crowd's there, the energy's there, all the hype is around them. But when they're away, there's no, you know, support from the fans. The entire stadium's not rocking after every dunk, after every steal, after every alley-oop. It's more just, a couple claps here. I believe it's up to Brett to get this team just prepared better on the road. I don't know what they can do. I think they're losing trust in him, or they're just losing him in the locker room, and he doesn't have this team together. Now, I'm a Brett guy, okay, just for the record. I would not fire Brett Brown as of, you know, a couple games ago. But this it leaves me no choice there. It's either you trade Embiid, which won't gonna happen. You trade Ben Simmons won't going to happen. The coach has got to be looked at, and for this team to continuously be terrible, torrid, awful, horrible, name a word, it's right there. On the road, it's embarrassing. You're just getting embarrassed by teams that shouldn't even be on your level. Like, you should not win a game 90-87 against New York Knicks. Ever. You should not lose the Atlanta Hawks. Sure, they got Trae Young. Sure. But you also have, what, four former All-Stars? Well, Tobias Harris is an All-Star, so, you know. But four very quality players that should be able to beat an Atlanta Hawks team that just has Trae Young? I mean, it's incredible how this stuff just isn't easy for this team. When's the last time the Sixers had an easy win? When's the last time the Sixers went out there and dominated a game on the road? Dominated. Name one. I can't name a single one. At all. There's not one game they've dominated. Everything's been close. And that brings it back to Embiid, okay? Joel Embiid is a very talented basketball player. We all know that. He's a very talented center. I believe he's the best center in the NBA when he puts his mind to it and wants to work. He doesn't want to work. That's the thing. He does not look like he wants to be in there every game and give it 100%. And I have a take that is a little bit, you know, maybe out of proportion for some, but I don't think it's crazy by any stretch at all. Is Ben Simmons, now I love Ben Simmons, but I'm also a Ben Simmons supporter. Is Ben Simmons' lack of shooting when he's wide open, I mean wide open, and forcing balls into Joel Embiid, or having people just keep on doubling Joel Embiid because he won't shoot a mid-range jumper, is that hurting Joel Embiid? Is Joel Embiid saying, you know what, this man won't shoot, then I'm not going to just keep on trying. What's the point of me doing this every night? I'm just hurting myself, wasting my talent, wasting my time. Do you think he thinks that way? I sure hope he doesn't, but Ben's gotta do something, man. I love Ben. He's a fantastic basketball player. He does everything else except shoot. Everything else, and all of it except for maybe, I would say turnovers, but his turnovers as of recent, this season in general, have been pretty low. So he's elite at everything else. Except for his one major flaw, which is a major flaw. 100% agreed. 100% a major flaw. Needs to be fixed. Yes, correct. But do you think Joel Embiid is just done, is just annoyed with Ben. I mean, these two never work on to get four together. Ever. Why? Why? Can Brett not get a good system going for them? Could he not run up a good play? No, I don't think that's what's happening. I don't think the construction of the roster is exactly what Brett is doing right now. It's not fit for what he wants to do. He wants to hunt threes, and this team's not a hunt threes team. They haven't been shooting a lot of threes. It's less than people think. But they're not making them. That's for sure. They're not making them, you know? They're not making the threes. Why keep doing it? We're having just threes be chucked at will. Chucked at will. There's no need. This team's not a three-point shooting team. It's just not. And it's easy to say it's not. I don't understand it. So that gets to where I'm saying the lack of shooting, you know? Yeah, you can go out and get a trade. Sure, you can go grab a Derrick Rose, which I don't think is happening. You can go grab a J.J. Redick type player. You can go grab a Robert Covington. How many 3-and-D guys are there in the league right now? I mean, seriously, be honest. How many 3-and-D guys are there in the league? A ton, right? You would say. Maybe not elite 3-and-D guys, but there's a bunch of 3-and-D guys. Mike Scott's a 3-and-D guy. What's Mike Scott done? Zilch, I'll tell you that for free. Nothing. So, I don't think this team should make a trade. This team is not ready right now to even come close to an NBA championship. Now, I will counter this. They show up in big games. But then you see the Celtics game in Boston, your rival. A night game, prime time on TV, and you do nothing? You do nothing but show up and what? Get blown out by 30? Are you serious? It's a joke. It's a joke. It's a sick joke. you can't go into road trips, big road trips, when you're down a guy. Everybody needs to step up, right? We always talk about people stepping up. Well, who stepped up on the road trip? Name one. Yeah, nothing. Nobody. Not a soul has stepped up on this team. Not a soul. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. There's no one stepped up. They're 0-3 in these last three games on the road, beginning in Atlanta and then Boston and then Miami. Gets destroyed. Jimmy Butler just destroys the team in three quarters. Puts up 36 points. Trae Young put up, what, a 50 bomb? Tatum and Jaylen Brown put up 25, 27 each? Yeah, exactly. Where's the defense? There's one thing you can always have is energy on defense. Where is it? Do these teams not want to play? Do they just not want to just bond together on the road? Is Brett's message getting across to these guys? That's what I'm saying. Is the Brett Brown message getting across to these guys and getting in their heads to tell themselves, hey, you got to get to this point and you got to get to there to if you want to be at the top of the league. They were at the top of the league. The beginning of the season, their defense was elite. They always had the shooting struggles, which we all know. But their beginning of the season, they were always elite defensively. And they still are an elite defensive team. But, jeez, man. You just can't. You cannot have stretches like this on the road. You cannot have this every single road trip. You can't. You're not going to do anything. This team is on pace right now to win 15 road games. 15. Oh, let me tell you. They play 41. Okay? Now, they can just keep, if they can keep winning at home, if they go 39-2 at home, then we're not talking about a 6 seed. We're probably talking a, 5 seed? I mean, come on. This team needs to be better on the road. You get to 500 on the road, you're a top 3 seed in the league. A top 3 seed if you win 9 more basketball games and 4 of them against teams that you should beat every night. The Brooklyn Nets give them a hard time. The Orlando Magic have had their number recently. The Hawks give them trouble for whatever reason. It's embarrassing. It's just embarrassing. There's no other word for it. But it all goes back to Brett Brown, really. This all goes back to Brett Brown. In my opinion, it goes back to Brett Brown. I love Brett. Well, no, can't say that. I don't hate Brett. I don't think he's a terrible coach. But I think it's time to shake something up big for this team to wake up. And if that's having Brett cut down, fired in the middle of the season, so be it. I'm not going to say Brett shouldn't go. I think it's on the table right now. I think this, if they go 0-4, oh, if they go 0-4, what a lucky to be 1-3. If they go 0-4, which is about 95% happening, I am telling you that for free already. I mean, if they go out and beat the Bucks by 2, am I going to be impressed? Sure, they beat the Bucks in Milwaukee. They win 1-4, the big pictures, they get blown out. They get blown out every game. Brett needs to go. Brett needs to go. I don't think he should be on the team anymore. I don't think he should be the coach of this team if they want to get the point across that they can be great. This team has the intangibles. Like Al Horford, he's been bad, but does Brett know what he's doing with Al Horford at all? Popping threes, having him just screen and fades, just hello? Put Al Horford on the block, get him with Joel Embiid, do a little shimmy shimmy, boom. His hook is his little fade hook, whatever he does. Love that. It's a great shot. I mean, he did that against Sixers, what, billions of times? I don't want Al to stop shooting threes. I don't want him to taking 5-6 a game. 3-4, 2-3-4 a game. That's fine. That's it for Al. I don't need to take more than that. If he's hot, sure, so be it. But no, Al's not a 3-point shooter. Al's a veteran defensive big that makes the smart plays. And that's what Brett is trying to force something else out of him, and I don't get it. I don't get it, man. I just don't understand what he's trying to do. So the Sixers are a good basketball team with high expectations, and they are failing miserably. That's pretty safe to say. Now, what do you think? Exactly. Failing miserably. I love this team. I love all these teams. But this can't keep happening. This can't keep happening. It just cannot keep happening. Ben's calling the team soft. Okay, Ben, you're right. The team's soft. What about you, Ben? You're minus 31, Ben. By the way, that's the highest plus minus in that game a couple nights ago. Yeah. Against the Heat. Oh, yeah. Minus 31. Not good. Not going to cut it. Joel Embiid was minus 25. Not going to cut it. I can't take positives out of any of this stretch. There's nothing. This team doesn't deserve to have positives. This team doesn't deserve to be talked about in a good way. This team deserves to hear it and understand that this, what they're doing, is not good enough. And is not good enough for us that have been through it for years, man. Years. It's not good enough. It's not good enough. It's not good enough basketball, man. They deserve. They can be better. They're talented. They're a very talented roster. Toby needs to step up. Josh Richardson can't keep getting hurt. Ben's got to just keep on pushing and keep being aggressive. Joel Embiid's got to man up and go out there and dominate like he knows he can dominate. I've seen it. I've seen Joel dominate. We've seen Ben dominate. We've seen Tobias dominate. We've seen Al be very, very beneficial. Why can't it come together? Oh, and by the way, Matisse Thybulle. He should be in the starting lineup over Shake Milton. I love Shake Milton, but Matisse Thybulle should be in the starting lineup over Shake Milton, in my opinion. More defense. He plays well with the starters. Sure, Shake Milton's got the create your own shot ability, so you could say, now, why would you say that? Why would you say that, AJ? Why would you say that? I mean, Shake Milton can do this. Shake Milton can do these. Shake Milton can shoot the three. Shake Milton can shoot a mid-range jumper. He can pull up. Well, Matisse can. Matisse got the defense. And I think he's got the energy that this team needs. So does Shake. I can't say not. You know what? Yeah. I'm fine with Shake Milton. Sure. He just can't have 0-point nights or 4-point nights. Tobias can't have 6-point nights. Embarrassing, once again. But, yeah, this team's got to figure it out. I think it starts up top, and I think they need to address it now. like now. The trade deadline is tomorrow. If there's any move, it's a small, minor move for a shooter that'll do what? What is that going to do? Tell me. I can't wait to see what it does. Probably nothing, man. Nothing. I can't expect anything from this team right now. They got me mad, man. They got me upset. It makes no sense why this team is so bad, so brutal, so atrocious. It's not good. Not good. But that'll wrap it up for me. I can't keep talking about it anymore because I can go on forever. I'll keep repeating myself, I'm sure, so I can't keep doing this. But please, I hope you enjoyed listening. Go Sixers, and I'll see you all in the next one. Thanks for listening.